From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. More reports of deadly tornadoes across the South today, a day after 17 people died as a result of violent storms, the majority in Arkansas. There are reports tonight of more deaths in Alabama. About half a dozen deaths are being reported, at least two of them at a mobile home park west of Athens. In Mississippi, there were also reports of tornado touchdowns today. Brett Carr is Mississippi's Emergency Management Agency spokesman and says residents are not out of the woods yet.
The entire state is still at risk. People do not need to let their guard down. We have several more hours of this before this thing is passed.
Tornadoes have flattened homes and businesses, flipped over vehicles on highways. In Sunday's storm that hit Arkansas, a tornado cut an 80-mile-long path of destruction through the state. Russian officials are dismissing the latest sanctions imposed by the U.S. and the West over the Ukraine crisis. NPR's Corey Flintoff has more.
The United States imposed sanctions on seven top Russian officials and 17 companies linked to President Vladimir Putin's inner circle. Among the officials named is Igor Sechin, the president of the giant state oil company Rosneft. The companies include the Volga Group, which belongs to Kremlin insider Gennady Timchenko, who's already on the sanctions list. A spokesman for the company denounced the sanctions as politically motivated. Some Russian analysts say the sanctions are likely to be inconvenient for those on the list, but will not cause immediate harm to Russia's economy. Corey Flintoff, NPR News, Moscow.
Pharmaceutical maker Pfizer says it wants to acquire its British rival AstraZeneca for nearly $100 billion. But NPR's Jim Zaroli reports AstraZeneca is rejecting that offer as too low.
Pfizer said it made its first offer in January and then tried to reinitiate talks a few days ago, but AstraZeneca has refused to negotiate and says the deal undervalues the company very significantly. A merger would greatly increase Pfizer's pipeline of diabetes and cancer drugs and also mean tax and cost savings. Pfizer is based in New York but would reincorporate the combined company in Britain to save money on taxes. Under British law, Pfizer now has until May 26th to pursue its offer or back out. The offer comes at a time when profits are rebounding in the pharmaceutical industry and more drug companies are merging or doing deals. Jim Zaroli, NPR News, New York.
More people were signing contracts to buy homes in March. The number of signed contracts up for the first time since last June as the housing market continues to pick up after a fairly sluggish start to the year. National Association of Realtors says its pending home sales index, designed to measure where the housing market is headed down the road, was up 3.4% last month. On Wall Street, a volatile session, but blue chips ended higher. The Dow up 87 points to close at 16,448. The Nasdaq fell a point. The S&P 500 rose 6 points today. You're listening to NPR News in Washington. Microsoft says it's aware of a security gap in its Internet Explorer browser that could allow someone to take control of a computer by getting users to click on a malicious website. According to the software company, the vulnerability affects version 6 through 11 of its Explorer web browser. The company says it is aware of what it calls some limited target attacks. The company says it's working on a fix that will provide an upcoming software update. The U.S. and the Philippines formalized a deal today that will see more American troops stopping there. From Manila, Simone Orendain reports it has strong support, which is in a heated territorial row with China.
The 10-year pact will give the U.S. places to store hardware and assets that would be ready for deployment. The Philippine Constitution does not allow permanent foreign bases, but American troops will have temporary facilities at select Philippine outposts. U.S. Ambassador to the Philippines Philip Goldberg says the deal contains numerous benefits to both countries.
And the understanding that the United States does not intend to establish a permanent military presence in the Philippines.
The Philippines is trying to update its military and it sees the agreement as a boost that will help form its minimum credible defense posture. The U.S. is shifting its foreign policy toward Asia, where China continues to expand its military. For NPR News, I'm Simone Orendain in Manila.
First solar eclipse of the year is set for tomorrow, though you apparently have to be pretty far south of the equator to see it. According to officials, the solar eclipse will be visible in Antarctica, Australia, and in the southern Indian Ocean at about 2 a.m. Eastern Time Tuesday. In October, a partial solar eclipse will be visible from North America. There are one of two solar eclipses that will occur this year when the moon lines up between the Earth and the Sun. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News, in Washington.